This recording, Poland 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The horsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the god passed from earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain this phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's ray by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it is not reflection but refraction by the raindrops which causes the rainbows. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of the colored band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow, with little or no green or blue. I was born in Warsaw, Poland, and I spent all my childhood there. I went to school there. I studied there at the university, where I studied architecture. And now when I'm 43, I have been a conservation architect working in Egypt for quite a few years. Weather in Poland is precisely why I live in Egypt. It's pretty awful for most of the year. And it's quite unpredictable. You can have a very fine year with a hot, nice, sunny summer and a crisp, snowy winter, and the next year you can have rain for all the summer and cold, awful rain for all the summer, and then cold, awful rain through all the winter. So it's quite unpredictable. It can be very beautiful, of course. And when it's really awful and cold and snowy and freezing and all, then it's time for the truly Polish food and Polish drinks, and this is where you should and could appreciate Polish food, like bigos and vodka with it.